When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome back to the Lightweights Podcast, where we have our friend Joe here. He has a mustache for some odd reason, but I fuck with the mustache.
And I got a mustache because you have a mustache.
And I had a new haircut. Well, guess what? I shaved my mustache off.
So now I have to shave mine and get a haircut.
No. I'll grow mine out for you.
I need to get that same haircut.
Anyways, we have Susie today. Susie known is Jesus Christ, bro. Sometimes the shit that comes out of my mouth is incredible.
You should see the things go in it.
Susie is known as a YouTube sensation. She's what?
Did you hear what I said?
Yeah, I heard what you said. I ignored it.
Oh, okay.
Susie is a YouTube and social media influencer. And YouTuber, social media influencer.
We talk about everything from a blueberry allergy to the celebrities that she's met, like Borat, Courtney Cox, Drake, Disneyland, and what it was like being a Lyft driver.
And she has her own show. It's called What the Sauce?
It's called Sauce Force.
Close. It's called Sauce. That's the cool thing about Lightweights is that, like, we're just going with the flow, bro. So if we get your name wrong and, like, completely say it wrong and we have a guess and, you know, your name is Carmel and we say it Caramel, then sorry. You know what it is? It's just like sorry. It's just we go with the flow.
What kind of stripper do we have on this podcast that's named Carmel?
Okay, here's Susie.
Look at that stand. Look how cool that is.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Lightweights Podcast.
Hello.
Today, Ilya is fired up for some reason. He got a haircut. He started working out again for 2 days. He's looking good.
2 days, bro.
Wait, is this
four.
A test?
A test?
No, we started.
Oh, we already started?
Yeah.
Wait, why didn't you just give us a heads up?
Yeah, well, you're live. Go ahead. What do you want to say?
Cold turkey.
What do you want to say?
I don't know. Okay, how did you guys become friends? Did anyone ever ask you guys that? Like, I think it's like, I'm sorry to say, but I'm going to be completely honest with you guys. This is the craziest dynamic to me.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like you're just like...
You don't think that Joe and I would get along?
I kind of just don't see it.
I don't really see it either.
I don't know.
From an outsider, definitely don't see you and I being friends, I feel like.
I think you do.
Yeah, I don't know, but you're in the inside. You're in the friendship. Coming from someone who's on the outside, I don't know if I see it.
Well, long story short, because we've already talked about this, Joe and I became friends through David, obviously.
Yeah, I know.
And he invited me to a mukbang one day, and we fell in love. I mean, that was that.
Yeah, no, I was like seeing it all over Instagram and like I was like, okay, like,
did you see our perfume video?
Yeah, I did.
Nice. Did you like it?
It was great. I've been like watching you guys, like, not like that sounds so fucking weird. You can't like say, I've been watching you guys on Instagram.
Wait, do you listen to the podcast? Because we had your brother on here and he actually listens to them.
No, I'm sorry to say I
don't. Oh, it's cool. No, a lot of people don't, and it's fine.
Wait, so who have you guys had here so far?
We had Mike Rashid, we had
Obama.
What? Yeah. No, there's no way.
Yeah.
There's no way in hell.
Wait, do you have a boyfriend right now?
No, I'm single.
Damn.
But so wait.
Susie, can you introduce yourself?
Oh yeah, it's Susie Antonian.
Tell the audience a little bit about Susie Antonian.
I like to make people laugh.
That's pretty good description, honestly.
Susie does internet videos. She has her own show called Sauce Wars, where she goes around trying different
sauces.
It did
go downhill.
She claims that it tanked. It's over, but there's talks that it might come back. Your sisters.
No one said there's talks. You're making up the rumors.
You grew up with our other past guest, Jonah.
Antonian. Yeah, I did.
I have your name saved in my phone as Suze the Snooze. I don't know why, though.
Do I snooze you?
No. One of my texts to Susie.
What is it?
She texted me like an itinerary, and for some reason I responded to her, "You looking for coke?" She goes, yeah, make sure no one sees.
I think we were drunk.
I don't know.
I think we were drunk for sure.
Susie, in your life, you've seen a lot of celebrities, huh?
Yeah.
Courtney Cox.
Courtney Cox.
Borat.
Borat.
Drake.
Drake.
That's pretty cool.
Out of all those and everyone else, who's your favorite one that you've ever met or done or experienced?
No, my God. That's like asking whenever I have kids, which kid I like the most. I would never answer that. I love all of them equally.
Your mom would say Vardon.
No, I know she would. I don't even think my mom likes me or Jonah. No, I don't know. I feel like I like all of them. I feel like I like every single one, like, for their own reason. Like, Drake is a rapper. I can't compare a rapper to Borat. You know, Borat is Borat.
She's got a good point.
Did you ever get obsessed with any celebrities when you were a kid?
Justin Bieber.
Really?
I have tweets on Justin Bieber. Oh, my God. I sent it to David once, too. You guys want to read my tweets with Justin Bieber?
He tweeted back at you?
No, he never tweeted back at me, but it was, like, the funniest fucking shit. Hold up. Let me see if I find it. I found it. I have it.
So I have in my hand Susie's phone, and she's tweeting.
2009.
She's tweeting at Justin Bieber in 2009. Got out of school early today, and school is spelled with a K, and today is spelled the number 2, D-A-Y-Y. And I punched someone because they said Justin Bieber has a girl's voice. Girls is spelled G-U-R-L-Z.
You beat somebody up because they made fun of Justin?
I don't remember this.
I've been tweeting so many things to Justin, and he never responds. That's crazy. I wonder how he feels like seeing all this shit, you know?
You tweeted, Justin Bieber didn't say happy birthday to me, sad face.
No, I was so weird. But I was also, I'm 1995, so how old was I? 95? That 5 to 20?
You said that was 1995?
No. Well, how old was I
he
there?
He was born in 1995.
Oh, you were 14.
Saying. I was 14. Oh my God, you're so good at math.
You should tweet at him now the same things.
No, I should. I'm not going to say that.
Why not?
That's embarrassing because I'm 25 now.
And?
No, that's so...
Oh,
like,
he's married, so...
I mean, I wouldn't... I'm not going to do that. That's just,
not
like,
fair
weird,
game,
I
yeah,
because
like. Then, like, if you take him from Haley, it's just all weird.
Yeah, I'm not going to take him from Haley.
Right.
I'm not interested.
Okay, yeah.
Anymore.
No, not anymore.
You've had a lot of jobs in your life?
Yeah, I have. My very first job, I worked at Hot Topic.
Okay.
And then after Hot Topic, I went and I worked at... I was a daycare supervisor at a private school, so I was, like...
Did you lose any kids?
No, never. I was actually, like, I was a supervisor, so I was, like, that taught me really,
did
like,
did you lose
patience.
Any teachers?
No.
My first day of daycare when I was 5, I ran out into the street. Swear to God, my mom never let me go back. Huh?
How do you remember this?
My mom told me.
Huh.
She dropped me off there, and I was, like, crying, and I was looking through the window because I missed her. And then at some point, probably during recess, I just ran out into the street, and then she came and picked me up, and then I never went back.
Really?
Yeah. So what were you saying?
So did you guys find, like, a new, like, daycare to go to?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Joe got homeschooled from then on.
Yeah. You were homeschooled?
Yeah, ever since I ran out into the parking lot.
You're a homeschool baby?
We're actually still teaching him his math to this day.
That's how me and Ilya got close. He was my teacher.
That's how he's so good at math, is that every
I'm
day.
Still learning.
Wait, did you go to public school or private school?
I went to public school.
I went to public school as well. Joe, you're homeschooled?
No.
Because if you were homeschooled, that really like shows like a lot as a, like about a person's personality.
Do you still drive for Lyft?
No, I don't. That was like 3 years ago.
Oh,
well. That was like 3 years ago. That's not my entire personality. You guys hear one thing one time, and 3 years later, still dragging it on like Justin Bieber 2009.
It's like asking me, do you still work at Chuck E. Cheese? Like,
you used to work at Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah, yes. How do you not know that? He has a picture on Instagram, and he was Chucky. Yeah,
bro, you dressed up as Chucky.
My first picture on Instagram is me in
Chucky uniform.
You've never seen it?
No, I never.
How do you not? How do you call him your best friend? I think you need to replace him.
I'll give it to you.
I'll give it to you. I can't believe you worked at Chuck E. Cheese.
How do you not know that?
I can't believe you didn't know that.
How did you know that?
Because he's talked about it so many times. I listen.
He's never told me. I've done 27 episodes of this with him. He's never bragged about it.
Wait, Ilya, how many times have you talked about it? Deadass, you've talked about it a
lot. Honestly, like 4 times.
Yeah, and I've listened. He said it.
To the public. So like, mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, if you were a good listener, you would know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I also like to listen. But yeah, anyway, I was a daycare
bio,
supervisor.
Good listener, good talker. I'm like, wait, how does that? That doesn't make sense.
Nice. Approved.
Dude, you know who Susie would get along with? My dad.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like the whole Antonian family would get along with my family.
The Fedorovitches?
Yeah, because we're both fucking are crazy, right?
Oh, yeah,
both
we're both crazy.
Drink,
yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Dang, the Fedorovitches and the Antonians getting together for a family party?
Yeah.
Wait, were you fucking there, Susie, when I got fucking hammered at, I think it was your aunt's house?
Yeah, no, yeah, one of my friend's house.
I was
we were there.
Dancing with your mom?
Yeah, of course. That was actually was that two or three New Year's ago?
I think it was three
New Year's ago or two. I don't remember, but he got hammered.
I got hammered with Dima. Yeah, with Dima was there, and I was just taking shots, like,
and literally,
like,
he
double shots,
yeah.
like 10 double shots, like back to back to back, yeah. with her dad and like her dad's friend, and yeah. then I got so drunk I started dancing with her mom. Yeah. And it was like
me and Ilya got drunk together once in Chicago.
My god, we did. I don't remember that night though.
I don't remember anything about it. All I remember is I was on the ground when I woke up. I don't know. I think someone put me on the bed. I don't remember anything. I do remember I was like blacked out though. I was so drunk.
Susie, you recently just found out that you had an allergy.
Yeah, I'm actually severely allergic to blueberries.
How'd you find that out?
Yeah.
Okay, so a couple of years ago, or I think like a year ago, I started eating blueberries, and like I just realized like my throat was like closing. And then I didn't think anything of it. I'm like, oh, like, it's all in my head. I'm just being a little bitch. And then, like...
I can't breathe, but I'm being a little bitch.
I told myself, like, Susie, you're being a bitch. There's no such thing as allergies. You know how, like Europeans and stuff are, like, there's
yeah,
no...
Yeah, there's, like, fuck there's, you. You're not going to the doctor.
Yeah,
get over it.
There's
yeah.
no fucking thing. Like, for my family, it's like, oh, you're not... Like, you're not sick. Just get over it, you know?
Right.
And then, like, I think, like, a month later, I had, like, goat cheese, and it was wrapped in blueberries.
Wait, what?
What do you mean wrapped
goat
in?
Goat cheese wrapped in blueberries?
Yeah, they sell it at Trader Joe's.
Do you mean blueberries were in the goat cheese?
No. So, it's like a line of goat cheese. It's a line...
It's a line of goat cheese. Okay,
it's like a thing of goat cheese, and then like on the outside, it's like
blueberry
yeah.
paste, right?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, exactly. And I ate that, and I was like,
"Oh, that sounds really good." It's like blueberries and what's that orange fruit?
Oranges.
No, wait.
Okay.
Anyways, whatever.
I lose my train of thoughts a lot. I'm so sorry, but I ate it, and I looked around. I'm like, you guys, I don't feel so good. Walked out, and I had to like grasp for air. And
oh my God.
About a couple months ago, I went to the doctor and the allergist, and I told her, I was like, hey, like, I really think I'm allergic, but I'm not too sure. And she did a test on me, and she's like, yes, she's like, you're severely allergic. You need to stay away from blueberries.
I'm allergic to water.
Are you? No, you're not. You can't be. No, you just had a cup of water.
No, I literally am.
No, you're
what
not.
What do you mean? No, you're not.
Yes, I am. I'm literally allergic to water.
So how do you take showers?
I have to take pills. Well, showers are different. I'm talking about drinking water. I can't intake it.
You take pills for water?
Yes.
Deadass.
Yeah, it's called H34001. Like, that's the pill.
Are you
How'd you find
right
that out?
Now? How'd you know about that?
How'd you find that out?
How am I allergic to water?
Yeah.
Like, how did I find that out? What do you mean? Because my body didn't work normally, so I went into the fucking allergist or whatever, and they're like, yeah, you're fucking allergic to water. And at the time, I was like, what? I'm allergic to water?
How old are you?
Like 12. And before that, they said like everything was fine, but like something happened with my chromosomes or something like that. I'm fucking with you. I'm not allergic to water.
Why did you just go on like a 5-minute rant pretending that you're allergic to water? I literally thought we had to call 911 now. And I was going to fucking forget the number to 911. There's three numbers.
That's like such a funny thing. Like, yo, don't give him any water. He's allergic.
No, but there's actually like people out there like that. People are actually allergic to water.
You even came up with their own pill name and stuff?
Yeah, dude, I'm really smart if you haven't noticed.
When was the last time you went to Disney?
Like a year ago before it closed. No, a year and a half
ago. How many
ago.
Kids do you want?
Like 4.
Mm. Would you bring them to Disney?
Yeah, absolutely. Like 3 or 4 kids.
Would you
yeah.
bring him on the podcast?
Yeah, absolutely. But that's going to be years from now. Boyfriend.
What's your favorite TV show?
The Office. The Office
oh,
and Friends.
Oh, you guys like the Office. Oh, yeah, you love Friends.
Yeah,
love
The Office and Friends.
Yeah.
I also like Schitt's Creek. Have you guys watched Schitt's Creek?
Yeah, I don't like it though.
It's
sorry,
very
not that
slow.
I don't not like it. I just don't like it.
I think you have to like give it time, because I didn't like it either. I know what you mean though.
Right.
I know what you mean, because I had to like force myself to like it. But then at that point, I shouldn't like it. What's your favorite TV show?
This episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning platform available on desktop or as an app, and that it truly immersifies you in the language that you want to learn. Maybe you have an upcoming international trip, or you want to connect with a family or a friend. I know a lot of people who want to learn a new language just to pick up a new hobby. I can personally attest to this, as I used Rosetta Stone when I went to Italy for my honeymoon. It helped me brush up on the Italian that I learned back in school, and I was able to get through the land and speak the native language. It made it so much more fun. plus my wife loved it. They're the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish. There's no English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in the language. Plus, there's lifetime membership and access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. A steal. Don't put off that language learning. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Lightweight's podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language learning courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. It's the Joe guarantee. In the hobby, it's not easy being a fan of ripping packs or repacks. We hype ourselves up thinking we could pull one of the best autographs in the game, but guess what? With zero transparency on available cards and hit rates, it's all just a shot in the dark. Until now. Introducing Slab Packs from ArenaClub.com. The only repack that provides real value, a complete view of all possible cards, and clear hit rates for each one. Now, when I buy Slab Packs on Arena Club, it finally feels like I know what I'm getting. What I love is the display of the available cards, the hit rates, and the grading. Arena is a marketplace for card collecting, buying, trading, selling, displaying, and with Arena Club Slab Packs, they're revolutionizing the repack game with transparency. After your pulls are revealed, they'll immediately be placed in your vault for safekeeping or trading and selling. You can have them officially graded by Arena Club. The Arena Club grading process is accurate, fast, and transparent, with a full grade rationale provided and explanation of how your card was scored. So whether you're buying, selling, trading, or displaying, Arena Club is the card collecting platform you have to check out. Right now, you can get 10% off your first purchase by going to arenaclub.com/lightweights. Wow, that's a crazy offer. 10% off a $400 slab pack. That's $40 right there. Anyways, go to arenaclub.com/lightweights for 10% off your first purchase.
I've only finished three shows. Mm-hmm. The 100, Entourage, mm-hmm. and Breaking Bad. And between those three, Entourage and Breaking Bad are probably on the same level.
I liked The 100. It was too repetitive.
Wait, you've watched The 100?
I've watched The 100, yeah. It was so
good.
How
many seasons did you watch?
I watched like four or five seasons.
Wait,
I was like,
that
deep
is the
in.
Craziest thing, because I don't know many people that have watched The 100.
Yeah, I watched it. But like,
it's so good,
it's
right?
It's so good.
But no, I agree. It totally
it's
did
so repetitive.
Get,
like, it pissed yeah. me off. Like, I was
but
like,
you're
bro.
So, you're so deep into it that you just want to keep going.
Exactly.
You know I mean?
But then like, whenever every single season is the same thing, they're in the freaking woods. They're like, oh my God, this and that happened. Like, shut the fuck up. Let's just get it over with.
I know.
Come on.
I would binge watch the shit out of it.
Yeah,
show.
But it's a really good
I'd watch
show.
Like 10 at a time.
I haven't watched Breaking Bad, though, because then I feel like I've never watched Breaking Bad. Did you know after Breaking Bad it was Better Call Saul, yeah. but that was before.
It was like a
yeah,
spin-off.
Yeah.
Did you get recognized when you were driving for Lyft?
Yeah.
What did people say when they saw you?
They'll be like, "Oh my God, are you that girl from the vlogs?" And I'll be like, "Yeah." They're like, "Oh my God, thank you so much."
That's pretty cool.
One time, this girl left me like a $20 tip.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Everyone is obsessed with the fact that, like, you know, there's people out there with like those are normal jobs and like those are considered normal, right?
Yeah, it's just, I think it's just the picturing you behind the wheel.
Why? Because I'm short?
No, because I've been in the car with you. I don't know if you're the best driver.
I'm a really good driver. Yeah. Ilya.
Yeah. I was looking at your... Honestly, what I've been doing for the past 4 minutes is just looking at your Instagram.
My Instagram?
Yeah.
What did you figure out?
Nothing, really. I was just...
It's kind of mundane and boring, if you ask me.
Oh my God. So one new thing about me is I actually... I have to wear glasses when I'm driving at night now.
Oh, like, you have bad vision.
I can't see far away. And, like, I realized I didn't have a good vision whenever, like, I would look far and, like, I literally couldn't see anything. But look how pretty I look with glasses, though.
Oh, yeah. You look so much different.
Yeah. Wow.
That's crazy.
Look, Annalise.
Good thing this is audio. I mean, a bad thing this is audio.
Yeah.
Jesus
but,
Christ.
But I
did not mean that. I'm sorry.
I'm not even you know what's funny?
I did totally not mean that.
I'm
like,
not even offended.
I literally, what I meant to say is like, it's fucking dumb how this is only audio.
Oh,
like,
I know,
you can't
I know.
Show, like you're showing
But I have to wear it whenever like.
Anyways.
Wait, you know what I was asking Joe or whenever we were coming back? I was like, do guys ever fight? Girls like argue, like, oh my God, like you're so annoying. Like, stop. Like, you know, like girls argue.
If you're really close to the person, yeah. But
have you and Joe like ever fought? On like not like
not a real
like,
fight
verbally.
No
we really? never had a real fight, but we've had like stupid fights.
Yeah,
not really? not even stupid fights, just oh your haircut's stupid, you're such a good editor on the podcast.
No,
it's like
a real
you know?
fight.
Oh, no, no.
Not like when you freaking throw hands.
No.
Did you hear what I said?
No.
Okay.
But I feel like girls like fight a lot. I feel like guys are like totally different. They're just
guys can fight, but like they'll forgive each other in the next 10 minutes after they're done. You know, it's just no point of thinking about it.
I think that's how I
Whereas
am.
Whereas girls, I feel like, hold grudges.
Oh, it's so bad to hold a grudge. It's so bad for your mental health. It also matters on what it's about. But I think like holding like a grudge is like the worst thing that you can possibly do.
Right.
It's so stupid. Unless like you have a valid point.
Right. I agree. But you know,
unless you have a valid point.
It's all very relative.
Why you should have a grudge. Other than that, like life is like, you know, life is going on. Life does not stop for anybody. Do you see the earth stopping for any of us? No. So don't stop for earth.
Yep. Oh, I'm going to get the tattooed on me.
Are you?
Yeah, fuck it. Like on your, do you see Earth stopping for anybody? Don't stop for Earth.
Are you thinking...
Who the fuck is Earth?
Around your neck?
I was just all over my face.
Forehead down to your cheek?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Or maybe all over the place, so like people really have to look at my face. They have to like figure out what the fuck it says. Earth, stop. Nobody?
On one hand, it's Earth. The other one... is stop, the other one is round.
Doesn't Earth stop? Wait, what?
On his butt cheek it says round.
Do you still have the tattoo with my name on your butt?
Yeah, I was in the shower the other day and I was looking down at my Julian tattoo that I have on my torso. And I was like, oh shit, I have Joe's name also on my ass. And I turned around, I was like, yep, still there.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah, is it?
You should get another person's name.
No, I'm good.
So like, does that...
I'm
so
good for now.
Susie?
No, what are we at?
Scott?
So wait, so does that mean that you're sitting on Joe right now?
Yeah, technically.
That means that you're sitting on his... Yeah, you're definitely sitting on him right now. That's what it means.
Do you regret getting a tattoo with my name on it?
No, I've literally never thought about it until you brought it up right now.
Does it look good?
No. It looks terrible.
When it was healing and you'd feel that little pinch, did you think of me?
Okay. Joe, why are you just like sitting like that and like just looking at him? Like
I'm just lounging.
Not to bother you about Lyft anymore, but what was your weirdest?
Oh, that's like, a good question.
Experience you had driving someone?
Like I don't think I've had a weird experience, but I've had somebody that like literally they'll just be like put up all the windows, put up all the turn off the music, don't talk. Like, there's been times where I tried to, like, talk to the passenger and they'll be like, stop talking.
What was the furthest you ever had to drive?
Have you guys ever heard of Laguna Niguel?
Yeah.
Laguna Beach?
Yeah.
Isn't that 2 hours away?
No, it's like roughly like an hour and a half.
Are you allowed to say no when that comes in?
No, because I didn't realize that I wanted to say no until he got in the car.
But you can say no, right?
Yeah, you can.
Because when you get the incoming, it says where they're going and you have the option to say.
So how do you know this? So have you driven for Lyft?
No, I'm curious because Mr. Beast did a video where he drove across country in an Uber.
Yeah, but they asked him beforehand. There was a couple of Ubers that they literally said, I'm sorry, we're not going to do it.
And then how does that person get back? Who covers it?
You just come back. I'm sure Mr. Beast told him like, hey, I'll mail your car over.
So for you, though, when you drive all the way back, do you make enough money to cover the route for both ways?
No, depending on if I have rides like around there. Like, it's really not worth it.
All right. So hypothetically, you would pick someone up from that area. You drop that person off and then you'd head back up your way, right?
Yeah.
To make money on the way back.
Yeah.
Oh.
But it's like it's kind of like fishing. It's like you and your luck.
Yeah, because you can't put in that you're only going to drive north for somebody, right?
You could.
Oh, you can?
You could write that you only want direction. You only want rides. Like, for example, if I say, like, oh, like, I want to, like, drive, like, towards, like, a certain, like, address in, like, LA or something, like, it'll literally give me rides only going towards there.
Oh, that's so sick.
Yeah.
You know what's a crazy concept? The fact that Uber started this idea and Lyft went, whoa, that's fucking sick. Let's do that. You know what I mean? And they just literally... took a $1 billion idea and replicated it because there was no competitor at that point to Uber.
In the era that they were in.
Yeah.
That's insane. Like you just have to catch on to something good and just fucking also make it good and then just, you know, have better features or whatever.
I met the founder of Lyft at a brain summit in Colorado like 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He was looking for help on how to grow the company.
That's insane.
I noticed I watched the mukbangs with Joe on stream, and everyone likes to comment how positive you are. Do you have any tips on how to be people to be more positive?
That's a good question. I know this is going to be like a really bad way of like looking at it, but like I always like think to myself, like, what if like I literally die right now? Life doesn't stop for any of us. Don't dwell about it, because how you are, you just like being like sad, like, yeah, it's like good, like it's healthy to like show emotions. At the end of the day, like, you just need to like pick yourself up and like just move forward, because it makes no sense to not to.
My friend's getting that tattooed on his body.
I know.
That full thing?
Yeah,
all,
that whole
48 words?
I don't even remember what I said.
He said he's going to commit to it, so I don't know.
I literally don't even remember what I said. Was that a good answer?
I'll play the audio back.
You know what's really cool? It actually would not be a terrible idea to get something like that tattooed on your body.
A paragraph?
Yeah.
But, are you crazy?
But not in one section all around your body, right?
Why would you get a bunch of random
words? Or all around your arm, so it's just like a ton of different words. But when you put them together and you explain what it is, they're like, wow, that's actually really
You think that's a good idea?
Yeah, I don't think anybody's done it. I'm fucking original, Joe. Fuck you.
No one's done it because it's a bad idea.
Okay, well, maybe I think it's a good idea and I turn it into a good idea. How about that? Have you ever thought of that, huh? What about what happened to not being mean to each other, Joe?
You should put the Michael Scott one in the office. Sometimes I start something and I don't know where I'm going, but I hope I find it along the way.
That's too short. We need something longer. Declaration of Independence, maybe.
No. It's gotta be something.
Wait. Hold up.
Star Spangled Banner?
No, hold up.
A Bruce Springsteen
song?
We
the fathers of the United States of America for Gissen. Fuck, I used to know it.
Are you high?
No, I'm not. I'm Susie. I feel like Ilya's like really getting to know me. He keeps listening to me. He's like, wow. Well, okay.
Who do you like better, me or Ilya?
I like you guys both.
If you had to pick one of us.
If you had a gun to your head right now and you went and someone went, who do you like better? Tell me right now.
Oh, yeah. We're not even going to die. It's just you if you don't answer.
I'll say pull the trigger.
No,
because you don't want to hurt one of our feelings?
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
That's a real one right there.
I wouldn't. I can't do that.
Mine's me.
I know, because that's you're selfish. That's why.
Okay, fine. Mine's Ilya.
Okay, that's fine. I don't even care. Whatever. Do you guys believe in past lives? What's your guys' favorite movie?
Saving Private Ryan or The Interview?
Jurassic Park.
Why?
Is that really?
Yeah.
I just don't see you as a Jurassic kind of guy. I'm sorry. I, like, with all due respect, I don't mean to be disrespectful.
Get Joe Dinosaur.
Dude, if you got me a dinosaur bone, I'd lose my shit.
So,
dinosaur bone?
Yeah. Like a cool one, though. I don't want some random dinosaur. It's got to be a well-known dinosaur.
T-Rex.
I'd love a T-Rex,
It's the
tooth.
Head of a T-Rex.
Fucking
wait,
sick.
What
the fuck? You'd have to get, like, a new house for it. Like, you wouldn't have nowhere
would
to put it.
Well, I don't know. If you want, save money, go to Michigan and just try and dig one up.
Oh, okay. They're in Michigan?
Yeah.
Is there, like, a specific place for them?
Anywhere in Michigan.
Okay.
Why Michigan?
I'm digging in someone's front lawn.
Yeah, I'm looking for a T-Rex. My friend's birthday's coming up.
Wait, Joe, can I ask you something?
Sure.
You know, like, if you weren't doing, like, YouTube and stuff.
Real estate.
You would be a real estate agent?
No, not an agent. I'd be a real estate investor. It's a passion of mine that I've had.
I feel like you would be a paleontologist.
Oh, yeah, I could be a real estate paleontologist.
Yeah. Really? Wait, why is Jurassic Park your favorite movie?
I just love the dinosaurs.
Like, you just love dinosaurs, that's why?
Yeah, I think they're sick.
I just found a saber-toothed cat.
Now, that's a cool fucking
skull. But I think that we could get, like, a T-Rex one.
I'm down with the saber-toothed cat, though. That's so cool.
It's crazy. A saber-toothed cat's $20,000. I wonder how much a fucking T-Rex skull would be.
Probably I think like they're 40 or 80.
No way, bro. They'd be like 100 grand. They'd be like 100 plus.
No,
I didn't know they're real.
Honestly,
though.
They'd be like $1 million. I wouldn't even doubt it if they were $1 million.
Saber-toothed cat, though, is sick because that's not one of the popular dinosaurs, but it's a different Ice Age time period.
Right, but it also looks pretty fucking ugly.
Try and find a more intact one.
How do you know if it's real or not?
That's the other thing that scares me. I don't want Ilya to buy me a fake one.
Well, I would go to a museum and I'd be like, I want to buy that.
No, you can't buy them from museums.
You
buy it from a private collector.
Well, I would ask where they would get, like, I would find a way to get a real one.
What,
well, they
you're get gonna their, ask them what their distributor is?
They get them from Michigan.
How do you know? Why just Michigan? Why that only state? I don't get it.
That's where T-Rexes are from.
Are you joking or being serious?
Half serious.
So are you from Michigan?
They're actually from Montana.
I don't know where that is in the part of the country.
It's
is it
next
like in
to
the
Florida.
Midwest or, oh, Florida.
Wow. Right, got, you go ahead.
No, you.
Okay. Got.
Okay, I'll go. Where's Bobby?
Why'd you sound like the leprechaun from Lucky Charms?
Where's Bobby?
Guys, thanks so much for listening to the Lightweights podcast. Thank you, Susie, for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for matching my energy.
Oh, of course.
Seriously, like, I know Joe was a little bit, you know, monotone, but that's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for matching my energy. It's rare to find people like that.
You want to get married?
Sure. I thought you'd never ask.
All right. Wedding coming soon. Lightweights.
Out.
Are you really getting married?
I thought we were out.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.